It's time now for the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. We're down to the top 16 of our Quiz Bowl. We started out with 32, we're down to 16. Every Quiz Bowl match sponsor is Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This elimination round match between Mount Vernon and Ethan is also being sponsored by Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell, Myers Oil, Mount Vernon Farmers Elevator, and Sheets Implements of Parkston. The winner moves on to play January 7th at 9:10. The loser, their second loss, will be eliminated from our Quiz Bowl. Mount Vernon, their coach, Maxwell Schaefer, they beat Menno 3-1, lost to Huron 3-0, bounced back to defeat Canastota 3-2. For Ethan, by the way, their team captain today is Lucas Wazorik with team members Logan Talam and Riley Deinert. Also on the team not participating today, Zach Mickening and Hunter Pranger. For Ethan and their coach Bryce Roth, they beat Korskostigny 3-1, lost to Gregory 3-1, but bounced back to beat Platt Geddes 3-1 in their last match last week. Their team captain today is Taylor Buck with just one member today, and that's Brady Hawkins. Other members on the team not there today, Garrett Clendenning and Callie Hone. It's Mount Vernon, it's Ethan, it's the elimination round of our Quiz Bowl here today. Mount Vernon won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Mount Vernon, you ready for your first round question?
Yep.
Here it is, your first round question. These are all varieties of what? Meteorological phenomena. Superbolt, sheet, ribbon, dry, heat, bead, ball, rocket, and sympathetic.
Weather.
The exact term is lightning is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. We go back to Ethan. Here is your first round question here today. Name the easternmost continental nation bordering the Arabian Sea.
Saudi Arabia.
It's India is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Ethan. Mount Vernon, back to you. What propaganda technique simply hides bad things about something and says good things about it?
Glorify.
It's card stacking is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Mount Vernon. Ethan, back to you. Name the black pirate flag with a skull and crossbones.
No answer.
The Jolly Roger is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there. Mount Vernon, back to you. The Fourth Amendment prohibits only what kind of searches and seizures?
Unwarranted.
That or unreasonable, I would have accepted. You are correct, Mount Vernon. You got the first answer on the board. You lead it 1-0. Ethan, back to you for the tie. While sound with a frequency below the audible range is called infrasound, sound with a frequency above the audible range is called what?
Supersound.
Ultrasound is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Ethan. Mount Vernon, back to you. You lead it 1-0. What is the meaning of the root word in vivid and survive?
Life.
Please repeat.
Life.
Life. It's live. L-I-V-E is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Mount Vernon. Ethan, back to you for the tie. Joe Schmo wanted to go fishing on a nearby creek, but his access was only through Wally Wagner's ranch. When he crossed the ranch without Wally's permission, he had committed what tort?
Trespassing.
Trespass is correct, Ethan. You've tied it up 1-1. Mount Vernon, back to you for the lead. Gregor Mendel's experiments with peas in what country led to the first scientific information about heredity?
Switzerland.
Austria is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Ethan, back to you for the lead. Name the fleshy ridge on the top of a chicken's head.
No answer.
It's the comb, C-O-M-B. No correct answer for Ethan. Mount Vernon, back to you for the lead. What word is ambiguous in this example? Before we go any further, Mr. Rumbold, Miss Brams and I would like to complain about the state of our drawers.
Complain?
Drawers is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Ethan, back to you. Name the point at which the sun is the furthest on the elliptic form on the celestial equator.
Winter solstice.
Is correct, Ethan. And you have taken a lead of 2-1. Mount Vernon, back to you for the tie. Grammatical texts state that you should generally use what voice?
First.
Active voice is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Ethan, back to you with the correct answer, answer here. You will win the match 3-1 over Mount Vernon and eliminate Mount Vernon. Here's your question for the win. What island northwest of Australia serves as the homeland for a lizard that grows to more than 10 feet in length? For the win, Ethan, what would be your answer?
New Guinea.
It's Komodo is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Ethan, leaving the door open for Mount Vernon. At the beginning of The Diary of Anne Frank, Anne is how old?
12.
She's 13, Mount Vernon. No correct answer there for you. Again, back to Ethan for the win. In poems, the rhythm of accented and unaccented syllables are organized into patterns called what?
Rhyme.
Feet is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Ethan. Mount Vernon, back to you. Who wrote the story that begins with this line? It was a pleasure to burn.
Ray Bradbury.
Is correct, Mount Vernon. You've tied the match up at 2-2. Ethan, back to you again still for the win. What kind of tooth has a single point and is often used for holding or stabbing prey?
Canine.
Is correct, Ethan, and you've won the match 3-2 and eliminated Mount Vernon here in our Quiz Bowl. Ethan moves on to play again January 7th with one more win. They'll come to the Final Eight in Mitchell at the theater, at the Pepsi-Cola Theater, on January 12th. Final score again in this elimination round match, Ethan 3, Mount Vernon 2, with a Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.